Tune to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Cheryl Kay. And over in that corner, I've got...
Hutch Kugelman from Crossroads Brewing Company.
So happy to have you this morning.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Did you have to scrape a lot of ice off of your car?
Not too bad this morning, actually, no. I parked in the sun, so I was in good shot.
See, I forgot to park my car in the garage last night. So I got up this morning. It's like, you know... But I made it here.
Nice.
So... let's talk about some of the things going on at Crossroads Brewing Company in Athens.
Sure. You know, we're a small brewery, a little brew pub over in Athens, right across the river. We have about 10 of our own beers on tap, and usually a regular 5 beers and then 5 seasonal selections. And our chef puts together a seasonal menu, mostly using locally sourced Hudson Valley foods as much as possible.
Yeah. See, now I know all this. You don't have to tell me.
I know. Yes.
I do like to frequent this place. It's kind of what I call my local neighborhood.
Sure. We have a way of growing on people, I think. So.
Now the brewery has something to celebrate.
Yes, yes. We just came back from Denver, where we were awarded a gold medal for our for one of our beers at the World Beer Cup, which is the largest. It's the largest international beer competition held in the United States.
Yeah, but you won the gold.
Yeah, it was pretty
exciting.
Throw
the hands up. Throw the hands up.
Hands are in the air. yeah, it was pretty exciting. Black Rock Stout, which is our what's called a foreign style stout. So there are, you know, there are about 90 different categories of beer. This competition had, I think, somewhere north of 4,700 different beers entered from 31 countries. You know, 230 judges judging beer for 4 days straight to try and whittle things down. Our Black Rock Stout took a gold medal. So basically it was judged as the best of that style of beer in the world.
Wow, nice work if you can get it. I want to be one of those judges next year.
I have some friends who do it. It's hard work. You know, it's fun work. They enjoy it. But it's very challenging. A lot of the categories are really competitive. And at the very end, they don't award a medal if they don't feel like that beer is medal worthy. So they do not give out medals in certain categories. If they don't feel it's the exemplary style of the beer. If it's not the very perfect example of that style of beer, they don't give out an award. So it's tough for them. So that when you do get that feedback, when you do win an award, you know that you it's exciting because you know you really earned it. You know, they're not going to give you that just because you were the best on the table. They're going to give you that award because that is the perfect example of that style of beer.
Right. What are some of the criteria for the beer was submitted this year?
So most people are familiar with Irish Stout, you know, which is like Guinness or Beamish or one of those. And that tends to be lower alcohol, you know, lighter bodied with little roast character. So this is foreign style stout. Foreign style stout, sometimes called export stout, is actually sort of like Irish Stout's big brother. It's higher in alcohol. So ours comes in around 6.8% ABV. But it can be anywhere in the style between 5 and 7.5, but much bolder flavors. So big, rich, malty character, strong roastiness from the dark malts. Ours features a lot of kind of darker fruit character, like figs and plums, mixed in with a chocolatey espresso sort of note. And all those are characters that come from the dark roasted malts. And I use probably 5 or 6 different types of malts in this beer. Each contribute, you know, little nuanced characters. And then these beers, you know, in addition to having the rich roastiness, you have to balance that out. So these beers actually do tend to have a pretty high hop bitterness, more than you might think when you drink it. But that is only there really to provide backbone to support the big malt flavors.
Now, from beginning to end, how long did it take to make this batch that went to this?
So this batch of beer, because it's a little higher in alcohol, it does take a couple more days. So usually brew day is one day. That's where we take all the ingredients, break everything down, you know, extract all the flavors, and then it has to ferment. And fermenting takes about 12 to 14 days for an ale. Okay. This beer does get a couple extra days, more like 16 or 17 days, because it's a little stronger. It's more sugar. There's more work for the yeast to do. So this beer actually was brewed in January. Then it fermented and was bottled. So I probably bottled it in February. And then I had to ship it to Denver so that the judges. So actually that got shipped out the first week of March. Yeah. And then just tasted this past week. So the fact that it held up that long is you know, really pleasing to me, because that's a challenge for brewers to make beer that doesn't taste good, you know, just when you make it, tastes really good in a month.
Got it. What is the perfect temperature to serve a stout?
For the stout, you know, a little bit warmer is probably good than you might think. You know, most people are used to pulling the can of beer out of the ice, you know, and for some beers that works great. I prefer my beer to be around 40, 45 degrees. And with a stout, I prefer it to be like 45, because that really opens the flavors up. Much like people are used to pulling a bottle, you know, they don't put red wine in the fridge because it ruins the flavor. You pour it, you let it breathe, it opens up the flavors. The same is true of beer. So for beers like a stout, I prefer to let it breathe, if that's what you want to put it. Because it really does bring out those nice, rich, malty characters.
Yeah. Now, this wasn't your first trip to the World Beer Cup. You've been there before.
I have, not with Crossroads Brewing Company, but yeah, I've been a couple times, and I've won some awards in the past. But it's been a few years, and it's our first time as Crossroads with Crossroads, so that was really exciting. I've never won a gold award. That was my first gold, which was nice.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right. Time for some music, my friend. What you got?
How about, let's do a little Widespread Panic, and you know, as a salute to Kenny Landon, who likes to play his version of Mo. Let's listen to Space Wrangler by Widespread Panic.
And what cut is it?
That's track 3.
Is this from your college days?
Oh, all these are from my college days. I don't think I bought a CD in 10 years.
What?
Well, you know, I said bought.
Here we go. Widespread Panic here on WGXC.
Little Wrangler was born. I seen him squirming in a saddle all wet and warm. He's such a changeable form in his very first year. at a stranger's place, where the girls dance different, familiar grace. He's knowing that has found a place, a pours cold, cold beer.
A little ambiance in the background from CSX. We're on the wrong side of the tracks here at WGXC.
It provides character.
We've got Hutch Kugeman here from Crossroads Brewing Company in Athens. We're talking about, well, beer and also the gold that the Crossroads Black Rock Stout just received from the World Beer Cup in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. But you know what? I want to know more about you, the man behind all of this.
The mad scientist in the little room. Yeah. That's why they keep me glassed in a little cage, you know? I've been brewing for about 12 years, and I got my start. I mean, like a lot of brewers, I started as a home brewer. It was something I did for fun. After college, I think my mom actually bought me a kit for
my birthday. What a nice
mom. Mom's pretty good. Bought me a little kit to try out, and I had an older brother that used to homebrew, and I thought it was the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life. But as I got older, I began to appreciate it more. And also, you know, the idea that I could make my own beer and save a little money because I was, you know, a college student. And I actually taught middle school for a couple years. And so, I taught seventh grade for 2 years as part of Teach for America. It's one of the AmeriCorps programs. And dealing with 12-year-olds all day kind of drove me to beer, which I think wouldn't surprise anybody who deals with 12-year-olds. So I started homebrewing when I was teaching for myself and my roommate, who was also a teacher, and kind of got into it. And after my teaching stint was done, moved out to the Northwest, to Oregon, Portland. And at that time, you know, the on the East Coast, there were some craft breweries. You know, there's still some of those guys around, but it wasn't booming. When I went to Oregon, it was booming even then. And so I began to experience new beers. Even though I was homebrewing, I wasn't making very exciting stuff. I was just trying to make beer. And then I went out and started trying the beers that were available in Oregon. And every brewer I know has what we call the light bulb beer. You know, the beer that inspired you, wow, this is what flavor is. And for me, it was Deschutes Brewing Company, which is out of Bend. They had two beers, Black Butte Porter and Mere Pond Pale Ale. And that was the first time I'd ever had a pale ale, something that was hoppy. And I mean, I still remember the way it tasted and how much I was like, wow, I need to start trying to make this. And so started homebrewing a lot more when I was in Oregon and kind of was working regular, you know, jobs here and there. Worked in a bank. We used to get robbed all the time and worked in which is an experience if no one's ever been robbed at a bank. And then I saw an ad in the paper for a brewer and went and applied for it. And in retrospect, I was not remotely qualified for the job. So I didn't get the job, but I made an impression with the guy who interviewed me, with the brewer, who was the place called the Pelican Pub Brewery, which is in Pacific City, Oregon, on the coast of Oregon, right on the beach. If you've ever seen Goonies, when the big ship sails out at the end past Haystack Rock, that's where the brewery is, actually. So looks at it right out of Haystack Rock. I didn't know it at the time, but I made a good impression with him. He invited me back to be an intern, which was like a six-month deal, because they're very busy in the summertime and kind of dead the rest of the year. And I was really lucky to work with him, Darren Welch, who is a very accomplished, very award-winning brewer. And I did not know that because I was not really in the industry. But I was very lucky to learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
When that stint was done, I sent out tons and tons and tons of resumes anywhere I thought might be fun to live. And I got a couple job offers, one of which was in Lake Placid, quite unseen, and became assistant brewer at a place called Great Adirondack Brewing Company, which is right on Main Street in Lake Placid. A little, it's a little steak and lobster type place that happens to have its own brewery. And the brewer there kind of very quickly stepped out of the way, and I took over the brewery. So I hadn't even been brewing professionally for a year, and I was kind of already running my own brewery, which is rare and never happens now. But it was good timing on my part.
Hmm.
Went back to brewing school, a place called the American Brewers Guild, which is based out of Vermont, to kind of help fill in the science side of what goes on. And then I was in Lake Placid for about 8 years. And that's where I really got a chance to experiment and kind of cut my teeth as a professional brewer. Then started looking around a little bit because I knew I was going to stay there forever, but it was a good job. The Kane family owns the restaurant, the Steak and Seafood restaurant, very, very supportive of me. And that's when I met Ken Landon and Janine Bennett. Has to be 7-8 years ago now that we first met and sat down in Saratoga Springs and had a couple beers and talked about their plans. And at that time, they were looking at a location out in Austerlitz. And they were going to have what we call a destination brewery, a place you have to go travel to, you know, rather than being in downtown Saratoga Springs, for instance.
Right.
And, you know, they were kind of still in the planning stages, and I was still kind of looking around. And at that time, they weren't really ready to open anything, so it didn't, you know, but we stayed in touch. And after leaving Great Adirondack, I went to Ithaca Beer Company out in Ithaca, which is kind of a larger, more production-style brewery. I don't want to use the term beer factory, but it's more of a, you know, it's more of like a commercial facility, let's put it that way, rather than being a brew pub, and kind of really missed being on a brew pub. And when Ken and Janine were looking for somebody, Kenny called me and said, "Hey, look, you know, do you know anybody?" And I said, "Yeah, I know me. I'm kind of interested, and we let's talk." So I drove out here from Ithaca, and the three of us kind of hit it off. We had the same vision, you know, to have a cool small town place, to kind of take advantage of what the Hudson Valley already has to offer with great ingredients and, you know, great food. You've been to the Opera House, you know, the old Brooks Opera House, so you've seen that, you know, there's definitely room for that to grow more. You know, we all love live music, and the vision of, you know, eventually being able to offer that to our customers is a big part of it. And I really was inspired by their passion. You know, the passion I have for beer, they also had for beer, and they also had for music, and they really wanted to build something cool. So started off working weekends and then going back to Ithaca and working my regular job until that was done. And then we opened up the doors of the tasting room in October 2010 and opened the bar the following summer and opened the kitchen the summer after that. So we're now a legit brew pub, and most of the construction is done. There's still a few things that probably need to be taken care of, but you know, we've been there for about almost going on 4 years now. And you know, they continue to admit, like, their hard work and passion kind of continues to
amaze
me. They're
always there.
They're always, you know, it feels that way sometimes. It's hard to, sometimes it's hard to appreciate what you did or what you've done and built because, mm-hmm. you know, you're wrapped up in the, for me, it's, you know, we got to make more beer,
Yeah.
You know, what's the problem today? You know, and for them, it's running a restaurant, same deal. You know, what's the problem today? But they've done an amazing thing there. And both Janine and Ken have put all of themselves into that place. And it's kind of inspiring, and I'm very amazed. I don't know if I could have done it. I don't know if I could have done what they've done. So, in fact, I'm pretty sure I could not have done what they've done. But they've done an amazing thing there, and I'm very lucky to have been put in this situation where they've built a great business and allowed me to do my thing and allowed Chef Paul to do his thing.
Yeah.
And it's been an experience.
And for those people who have never experienced Crossroad Brewing Company, let's give out the website.
Sure. It's www.crossroadsbrew.com, or crossroadsbrewing.co, excuse me.
Crossroadsbrewing.co.
Co.com. Yeah, I messed that up pretty good.
crossroadsbrewing.co.com.
But the best way to actually keep track of what's going on is on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
And also we're on Twitter, crossroads_brew.
I don't do Twitter that much.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm pretty poor at it, but I run... So. If you read the Facebook posts, then you'll experience how sincere Janine is and all of her heartfelt messages.
Oh, those are her messages?
Oh, yeah.
Not Ken's?
That's all Janine. if you read Twitter, then you get my junk, and it's here's what I'm doing today. You know, so
I love when she posts like the menus. It's like, I better get out there tonight.
No,
get those.
I mean, it's there's some great menu stuff. There's all the messages about the community.
Yeah, you know,
we're very involved in Athens and what's going on there. Very involved in, try and be very involved in a lot of charity events. So we've got the Dine for Life coming up.
On Thursday, April 24th.
Yes, a week from this Thursday.
And you open at 4 o'clock on that day.
We do, we do. And a large portion of the proceeds for that day are going towards the, I wish I remember, I don't want to get it wrong, Hudson Valley AIDS Council, I believe. So it's something along those lines. All the proceeds basically are going to AIDS research and helping people. And we were the first restaurant in Greene County last year to participate. We were one of their biggest donators in all of the Hudson Valley last year, and we're looking to top that this year.
Yeah, we were there last year, and the place was packed.
Yes,
so
busy day.
It was a busy day into the night, so that was awesome. All right, let's talk about the restaurant, and you know,
sure,
you working with executive chef Paul Perillo.
Yes,
yeah. So what is it usually? He comes, you know, bounding out of the kitchen. He goes, Hutch, I've got this great idea. How about if we put this with one of your beers? What do you think?
Yeah, there is some of that going on. Yeah. You know, we do. So we do a seasonal menu. So every 3 months, it's a whole new challenge, you know, a whole new chance to create new stuff for him.
Yeah.
And let's see how it works with the beer.
Now, what goes good with, what have you got new there? The artichokes?
Oh, the crispy artichokes.
I haven't tried it yet.
So with fried food or something like that, I prefer something that's going to cleanse your palate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to get rid of that oiliness. So I like one of our lighter, crisper beers with that.
Okay.
Something like, see what else is new on the menu.
Oh, is it a crustini or something or other?
Oh, the crustini trio, yeah.
That's cheese. And is that with cheese?
Oh, there's a tapenade. There's some cheese. Okay. There's a couple different things on there. Same deal. With the tapenade, you want to get, you know, the oliviness. You want that briny character. Okay. So you want something that cleans that up. But with something like, say, the burger, you know, you want something that maybe accentuates the caramelized meat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get that roasty crispiness on the outside of a burger.
Okay.
Something like our red ale is a good choice for that because it has enough caramel character, kind of accentuates the roastiness of the meat, but is still lighter and cleaner.
Yeah.
Of course, I drink IPA with everything, so it doesn't really matter.
See, I'm a malty person.
Okay.
I like a beer that's going to basically knock me flat, something really heavy.
Robust.
Yeah, I mean, yes. The Outrage IPA that you guys serve is really the first IPA I really ever liked. But I always go for I always go for the dark stuff. I just love that stuff.
So, yeah, Paul and I will get together and he'll say, hey, here's my new menu items. What do you think? We do a weekly pairing on Saturdays where Paul has he'll specifically design a meal to go with a beer,
mm-hmm.
or I'll try and pair a beer with his meal. So every Saturday we have a special and we pair something, you know, we recommend a beer with it. And we're going to start doing something very similar to that on Thursdays that is more beer focused. So Paul will be doing, and our sous chef Nick will be doing a probably a lighter special rather than doing a really big, heavy, you know, full, huge meal. It'll be a smaller plate that is specifically designed to go with the beer that we're picking for that day. So if you get a chance, you can come. Our staff is very knowledgeable if you ever stop in, and we can always recommend something to go with whatever you want, or just give you a beer and worry about the rest later.
Send you on your way.
Absolutely.
You're in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra, hands-on radio. I'm Cheryl Kay. That's Hutch Kugeman from Crossroads Brewing Company, and he's going to give me something else to play.
Absolutely. Since we were, you know, talking about work, how about a little Van Morrison, and I've been working. Track four.
Are you going back to work today?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Here it is on WGXC. I've been grinding so long. That's going to get your motor running this morning. Yeah. That's great. That was Wilson Pickett.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Jude.
That's a great song for a sunny morning. You know?
Indeed. All right, Hutch, let's close it up. What you want to tell us?
I figured I'd tell you a little bit about our beers, you know, what we've got on tap, what we're going to have on tap, upcoming events. So, you know, we already talked a little bit about the Dine for Life, which is an awesome event that we're really excited about. We've got actually, you know, kind of a first for us. We actually have another beer on tap right now, Farmer's Pale Ale. A portion of the proceeds of that are going to the AgFest Association, kind of in honor of a local resident named Farmer who passed away, unfortunately. But, yeah, we've got a couple great beers on tap right now. Like I mentioned, the Farmer's Pale Ale, kind of a classic American Pale Ale. We've got Abbey Road, kind of another Beatles reference there since we just listened to Wilson Pickett.
Yum!
Do, great Belgian-style Abbey beer. Abbey beers are the style of beers that are made by the monks. So in the... For the monasteries, which are Trappist monasteries, they're called Trappist beers. But if you're not a monk, you got to call it an Abbey beer. So I couldn't make an Abbey beer and not call it Abbey Road. That seemed wrong. And some new beers coming out of the tanks. We're just putting our Pilsner on today, First Pitch Pilsner, which is I brew about this time of year in honor of the baseball season. I'm a big baseball fan. Go Yankees. You know, didn't quite make First Pitch this year. We're about 2 weeks late, but it's still there for the baseball season. That's actually going on tap tonight.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited. That's a great beer. Actually, Ken, Janine, and I all are big fans of that beer. We only get to make it once a year.
Now, does that go good with wieners?
Absolutely. Actually, that would go perfect with Wiener Wednesday.
Well. Yeah.
You know, come over, get two locally sourced hot dogs for $8. We do choice of toppings. God.
You can't see me again for another wiener night.
Rich from Northwind Farms, right down there in Tivoli. He'll mm-hmm. be. In fact, I wouldn't go back to work. I probably going to have to let him into the brewery to deliver today. I tend to be the doorman. So, yeah, and then some great beers coming up. We've got our first sour beer, German style sour beer called
really?
Berliner Weiss. Delicious. We're all big sour beer fans. All
right, I'll try it.
It's instead of sour, like you're thinking, it's more like refreshingly tart. Let's
refreshingly
put it that.
Tart.
Yes. I can spin a more positive, a description of that one. Our double IPA homewrecker is in the tank right now. Double IPA will be out. In fact, that's my job for today is to put that into the carbonating tank and start carbonating it. We've got some another Angry Pete's Pale Ale coming up pretty soon. I've got a mental plan to do a vanilla porter. I think coming up for the next few months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try anything.
Try it.
You betcha.
Well, the vanilla kind of gives it like a silky character.
Okay.
Because you know you figure vanilla beans kind of have a little bit of oiliness to them, so that comes Ooh. Across in the texture of the beer.
Okay.
As well as like a little bit of vanilla character. And then we get into summertime. Summertime for me is Belgian beers. So
yep.
Our Maggie's Farmhouse Ale, which is very popular, my actual favorite beer of the year. But the trick to that one is I can only make it when it's hot out. It actually needs to be hot in the brewery for that beer to ferment properly. So this time of year, it's a little too soon, but come, say, May, June, starts getting warm.
Turn off the AC and Hutch goes to work.
Yeah, I mean, my other choice is to turn on the heat, and then it becomes a very expensive beer to do, which we'll skip that and just wait for nature to take care of that for us. And White Dog Wit, our Belgian-style wit beer, with a nice little fresh orange zest, fresh coriander will go in there. So Chef Paul will help me out with that, I hope. Zesting all those oranges is kind of a pain, so... Maybe I can cajole some people to help me out. And then towards the end of the summer, you get into the hop harvest. So we've got a good friend, Steve Hammerstone, down in Saugerties. He has his own little hop yard. Not little. It's actually he's got his own hop yard in his on his farm, and he actually harvests all. We take all of his hops for the year, and we make a batch of beer with him. So it's nice fresh hop. He picks them, and this year I'll probably help him bring some manpower down there because his hop yard's getting big. And they'll go in my car, and then they'll go in the beer the next morning. It's that fresh.
Local flavors, folks.
So we try and do as many, fun things as we can. And there's probably going to be 10 other beers in there that I haven't even thought of yet that we'll come up with and make this summer and, heading in the next 4 or 5 months. So I can only plan so far ahead.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Hutch Kugelman from Crossroads Brewing Company in Athens. He has visited with us today, talking about things going on there. Their award, the Crossroads Black Rock Stout, won gold at the World Beer Cup in Colorado recently. So did you get a plaque or a...
We do. We have a very nice, shiny, gold-colored plaque.
And where is it? Is it on the wall yet?
It's right behind the bar. You can Yay. See it. Second shelf on your left.
Awesome.
And thank you very much for bringing me in. I really appreciate
it. Oh, yeah.
Let me, a big thank you to all the people in Athens who came out to support us in the beginning and who came out Saturday night to make me embarrassed when I came into the brewery and clapping. And, of course, to Ken and Janine who have, kind of put us on the map.
Yep. The website for Crossroads is crossroadsbrewingco.com.
Right.
The menus there, the times that they're open. They're open on the weekends, folks, starting at 1 p.m. How do I know this? I know too much.
A little pretty told you, I guess.
Yeah, really. All right, cool. Well, I'm sending you out, and we're going to be closing up soon because we're getting ready for At Issue coming up from 10 to 11 o'clock here at WGXC. Thanks again, Hutch.
Thank you.